Nancy Jane was with her brother, outside breaking bread. When she said,
"Pass the French fries, please,"
he put one on her head. At first she only giggled, but then she gave a yell. She must not have known about a seabird's sense of smell. She heard their wild shrieking high up in the air. 100 hungry seabirds were heading for her hair. She spun round in a circle like a helicopter blade. And then a giant bird swooped in and grabbed her by the brain. Nancy Jane, oh Nancy Jane, what's a girl to do? There's 100 wild seabirds heading straight for you. It flung her high up in the air and opened up its beak. That's when we decided Nancy Jane was up the creek. The seabird looked excited that he'd landed such a catch. Then with eyes as big as saucers, Nancy Jane went down the hatch. Nancy Jane, oh Nancy Jane, tell us all what followed. What's a little girl to do after she's been swallowed?
Well, the seabird flew away to where his wife and babies nested. He couldn't wait to show them what a prize he had ingested. But when they looked inside him, they were quickly filled with doubt. For Nancy Jane was yelling,
"I'm a person! Let me out!"
Nancy Jane, oh Nancy Jane, you've got a lot of guts. You're a superhero and your brother is a klutz. She jumped up on the seabird and with shining spurs of chrome gave that bird a kick and rode him all the way back home. As they flew in the window and she jumped off into bed, the birdie left a present on her sleeping brother's head. Nancy Jane, oh Nancy Jane, can you believe your eyes? As irony would have it, someone finally passed the prize. They finally passed the prize.
I'm glad somebody passed the prize. Wait, that's not what I...